From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The U.S.-Russia mediated truce calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating. It also stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of aid. Here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
The resumption of a nationwide cessation of hostilities that excludes only Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Nusra and Daesh.
The United States and Russia will begin jointly targeting jihadists in about a week. Opposition forces Monday issued a series of demands as well as requests for clarifications. On Sunday, several insurgent leaders criticized the ceasefire agreement but stopped short of saying they wouldn't accept it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to the western state of California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign says a doctor had examined her Friday, gave her antibiotics, and advised her to rest and modify her schedule. Arthur Kaplan is director of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langhorne Medical Center.
Pneumonia can be a very threatening, lethal disease if you're immune compromised. It's certainly the case that there are hundreds of thousands of people who have pneumonia and come through it just fine.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, told Fox News he hopes she gets well soon. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. This is VOA News.